Trump campaign files lawsuit in Nevada to stop counting improper votes. By Charlie Spiering on November 5, 2020. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Paul Laxalt, R., announced a lawsuit filed by the Trump campaign in the Federal District Court of Nevada challenging the ballots counted in Cook County. "We firmly believe that there are many voters in this group of mail-in people that are not proper voters," Laxalt said in a press conference in Las Vegas. Laxalt cited multiple accounts of irregularities in the state, including dead voters who were counted and thousands of votes counted who moved out of Clark County during the coronavirus pandemic. "We are filing in federal district court here in Las Vegas. We are asking for emergency relief, TRO, and injunctive relief. We're asking that, due to all these irregularities, to stop the counting of improper votes," he said. As proof of their claim, the campaign brought a woman who said that when she went to vote in person, she was told her ballot had already been cast by mail. Former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Rennell claimed that Clark County officials were counting illegal votes and not answering questions about the ballots. "What the former Senator Harry Reid, DNV, machine has done is to throw out recklessly ballots, and now they don't want us to check those ballots, and we are seeing discrepancies all over," he said. Grenell told reporters that they should ask any questions they had for the campaign to Clark County officials who refused to detail the ballots that were counted. American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp also spoke at the press conference, demanding more access to the counting process to ensure the accuracy of valid legal ballots. "The American people want to have confidence in the results that are coming out of Nevada. That will occur when we can make a case why every ballot is an acceptable, compliant ballot," he said.